Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of January 12. Well, get out the party poppers and the bells and whistles, and I'm not talking about Magic Millions weekend. I'm talking about the effort of my co-host, Daniel Nuttall, picking the Ruffy last week. It was tipped to all you listeners. Last race, Gawler. Daniel, hopefully your pockets are full, but well done.
Yeah, cheers, Joel. Good start, obviously. My first appearance.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Surely I can't get any better than that. Probably would have been happy just for the one and done.
Cameo, exactly.
That's the word I'm looking for. Cameo on the show, but no, happy to be back again. And hopefully we can, while we're hard to duplicate those efforts. There's a lot of good racing around and a lot of good value, so hopefully we can strike twice.
Excellent. Well done. Gougers was the horse we speak of, and it got out to 30-1. I think I mentioned to listeners on the podcast that I sort of half fancied and was going to back it myself. Needless to say, I did not back it. Completely forgot, but that's what happens when, what was it, it's 6:15 on a Saturday, those twilight meetings. Exactly. Sort of switched off. I think the Big Bash cricket had probably started by then. So, well done to you. And, if you get another one this week, I think I mentioned last week, Barks may struggle to get his jersey back. But as I did allude to, it is Magic Millions weekend on the Gold Coast. Massive day of racing. $2 million 3-year-old guineas, $2 million 2-year-old classic, and $1 million races throughout the day. Big fields, tough races. The 2-year-old classic, very tricky this year. No standout, I wouldn't have thought. Whereas the 3-year-old guineas, there is a standout in the market's eyes. Outback Barbie, pretty warm favourite around the $2.30 mark. But plenty of value to be had, I would have thought, throughout the day. I'll take you through my tips for the first half of the program, and I think Daniel's got a couple of horses he'd like to mention as we get into the quaddie legs. But the day always kicks off with the Magic Millions Maiden, worth just over $200,000. It's normally a race full of beaten favourites, this race. Horses just getting ready for the big bucks, but just the three beaten favourites in the current lineup. We've got a short price favourite, number 11, Terminology. She's got good form. She's been placed in stakes company on a couple of occasions, including last start in the Gosford Guineas. Look, I've tipped her for second. I've gone with Emergent, number 5. I was with him on debut on the Kensington track, I believe it was. Yeah, just checking, Kensington track. Back on Boxing Day, he ran super, he got back. He kicked off in a benchmark 64, so didn't kick him off at a maiden, and I think they had their eyes on this maiden. Barrier 1, drawn better. I think he'll be hard to hold out from 11, Terminology 6. Number 3, Brilliant Mind. Showed promise in the first campaign and has trialled well in 6, There You Are. Another horse that debuted out of his class, and I tipped him at Flemington off a good jump out. He ran 5th, ran really well without a lot of room. Unfortunately, gate 20 does hurt his chances, but we've included him in for 4th. Race 2 is the Country Cup. We'll whiz through this race. Probably not a great betting race. I thought number 11, Mr. Turak Flyer, stood out. Unfortunately, another bad barrier, gate 18. So Kieran McAvoy is going to have to weave his magic, but she's flying this mare. She won first up at Cranbourne, went to Sydney. Ran really well at Randwick in that strong form race behind Deprive. She's trialled super up in Queensland. She's just going to need a bit of luck. 6, Trust Me, 3, Stanley Park, and 13, Reckless Choice made up my 4. Race 3 is the Magic Millions Cutis Open. I'm with number 12, Skate to Paris. This was good for us last week. Value bet of the day at the Gold Coast. She got the cash in the final event. She's up a bit in class, but I think she can go on with it. I made her my best for the day on a tricky program. I think she's a good play each way. To beat number 4, Mashani Bullet, 10, Chapter and Verse, and 15, Tokariki Lad. Race 4 is the Magic Millions Trophy. Bit of a tail to this race, I would have thought. Not too many winning hopes. I've gone with Tumultuous to go back-to-back. He won the race last year, and he's hitting this in pretty good form and down in the weights too. I think he can beat number 1, Tally. He's just got to carry that big weight again. He did it last start at Doomben. To win his way into this race. Just not sure he can do it again with the 61, but he'll be thereabouts. 14 in for third. I thought this was one that could measure up, stepping up in class. Surprise Bullet, 2 for 2 this prep. Drops from 59 to 54, so he gets a bit of weight relief for the step up in grade. And number 2, Black on Gold, the other class runner of the race. Yet to sort of prove himself beyond 2,000, that'd be the knock on him. But at this sort of level, he's always a chance. Race 5 is the Magic Million Snippets. And we're going to have a short price favourite here, number 3, Hootson, to run in the colours of Aquas Farm. She's won 7 from 17. She's Group 1 class. She bolted in the millions 2 years ago. And she loved the drop back in Crade when winning the Bribey last time out. She's going to be odds on. Should be hard to beat. I think Kaepernick's going really well and could add a bit of value to the multiples. 13, Usain Bowler, was dynamic down the straight last start. Ben Mallum follows him up to ride. And in for fourth, number 9, Irish Constabulary. And I'll throw to you, Daniel. You can talk us through Irish Constabulary. You've done a piece on him on page 2 of the Winning Post this week, speaking to his co-trainer, John Simons. And, well, he's a grey beard in terms of that he's a 10-year-old, but lightly raced, and he's flying this prep. I think he's come up over the odds, too. I think he can get around $26 at the moment. He's big odds, and he's got to be some sort of a chance.
Absolutely, Joel. As you mentioned, did a piece on him for this week's Winning Post. And look, John Simon said he was optimistic about his chance this week. Obviously, work cut out for him with the likes of Hootson and Invincible Star. Those are Group 1 performed horses. But look, at the price, 27-1, and look, he is in career best form. He's a 10-year-old, only started racing at 7, due to a bit of an ownership dispute. He was stuck in the paddock for 3 or 4 years before he actually made his debut as a 7-year-old. And yeah, as you say, 27-1 is way over the odds, and we'll be definitely going into the exotics. Race 6, which is the Magic Millions Fillies and Mares race over 1,300 metres, I think. Well, my best bet of the Gold Coast today comes up in this, in Manicure, the Godolphin mare, who was very impressive winning in Doomben last start. That was resuming over 1,200 metres. Larry Cassidy goes off. James McDonald goes on. Just love the way he dashed clear in the last 200 metres, and that she dashed clear in the last 200 metres of that race. And look at the form around her from her last preparation. She's running into the likes of like Hootson, Moss Trip. I'm excited. Those are horses that obviously performed well in Group 2, Group 1 company. Look, this is a tough race. For $1 million, is always going to have plenty of opposition, plenty of good opposition. But I think Manicure, you know, from barrier 7, you can get a good posse up on the speed and prove hard to beat.
Yeah, I'm with her as well. I'm sticking with her. She was good to me first up, winning the wildcard race to get into this field. Of course, most of these Godolphin horses bred at home by the team, so they have to win their race, win their way in through a wild card, which she and Tally both did. I think she's worth sticking with. I think she should have plenty of upside in her. She's a 4-year-old mare. She's only had 7 starts, and that was the reason I liked her first up off that Hootson form line. And she was given a good ride by Larry Cassidy. I'm sure James McDonald will be able to replicate that. I had her on top of 13 I Am Queen. Look, she's badly weighted on her handicap rating. Should be getting a stack of weight of some of her key rivals, but that's the nature of these set weights and penalties races. She probably should have won at the Gold Coast last week, 900 metres, held up and got home late for second behind Acume. And you can sort of, that Acume's been stakes, sort of semi-stakes competitive in her career, so I think that form line will hold up. And despite the weight, I think she can run a race. One Invincibella is the other class mare, and she'll strip fitter for chasing Manicure first up. Again, has to give a bit of weight away, but she's going to be hard to beat. And in for fourth, I had number 9, Platinum Angel. Race 7 is the Magic Millions 3-year-old Guineas. And as mentioned earlier, we do have a pretty warm favourite here, number 8, Outback Barbie, again for James McDonald. It was a horror show last start. He drew wide. Jim Byrne really had not much opportunity to give her any sort of a decent ride. She was just in an unfortunate position. She never really got into the race. She was held up early in the straight. I think she did enough there to warrant being favourite. In this race, she chased home Zoo Style the run before, and she was competitive against very good fillies in the spring in Sydney. So I'm with her. I thought 7 Smart Alyssa might represent a bit of value. It was not a strong race at Caulfield last start, but it was against older horses. The winner, Hangman's, very promising. He probably surprised a bit over that distance, but he might be in for a really good prep. And I thought Smart Alyssa was all right. His previous run at Mooney Valley was good. I like that form line around Behemoth and the Darren Weir runner-up, which has since won. The name escapes me, but a decent form line. We've seen him perform pretty well in the past. Group 3 place getter. I think he represents a bit of value. Number 4 in for third, the Fire Trap. Comes through the race behind Boom Sara the other day. Was off the bit a long way out. Did get galloped on. Blinkers on, Hugh Bowman on, who was successful back in July aboard this galloper. I think he can improve. And number one, Boom Sara. Well, he was dominant winning first up. No, sorry, winning last start in the Vaux Rogue. And you'd have to give him a strong chance again, despite coming up with an outside barrier. I had 8-7, 4-1. Could you find anything to beat the favourite, Daniel?
Look, I think it's a very open race. It's on top for my Outback Barbie. I just think it's too short, 235 at the moment. Look, I'll be going wide in the quaddy. Look, you got the likes of Persuader and Zizzers in the middle there, 10 and 11, who bring some pretty good form over from Melbourne. They probably shouldn't be at the $26, $27 price they are now. Bondi, the Snowden, Galloper, Boom Sara, just at the top of the page, it's about $4, $4.50. Look, I can just see myself going wide if I have a quaddy. Look, it's on top Outback Barbie, but gee, I wouldn't be backing it outright, that's for sure. Joe, I'd rather be playing exotics, I think, in this field.
All right, well, there's a bit of value there. Zizzers in the Joe O'Neill Prime Syndication colours. They've had a bit of success on this day, too. So, yeah, you wouldn't be ruling her out. Race 8 is the big one for the day, the $2 million Magic Millions two-year-old classic. And as I said earlier, no standout favourite. We've sort of got 550 the field. Any number of three or four horses could start favourite. I've ended up going for number 7, the unbeaten Tsar Sun. $7 I think you can get. Made him the value bet for the day. Drawn tricky in 15. Will come in a couple after emergencies come out, but just done everything right both starts. He was dominant on debut at Gosford, accounted for Exhilarate, so that's a tick. She is a key danger on Saturday. Went to Rose Hill, ticked the 1200 metre box, led, was sort of challenged and then responded and ended up putting two lengths on his nearest rival. He's since beaten Unite and Conquer in a trial. I know it's only trial form, but he seemed to do it pretty well, whereas Unite and Conquer was really ridden along and given a strong hit out. I just think he ticks a lot of boxes, our son. Good stable for two-year-olds, obviously premier stable. Won this race numerous times, Gay Waterhouse, and this bloke's unbeaten. And as I said, he's won over 1,200 and beaten a couple of key rivals. So he's on top for me from 8 Exhilarates. 4 of the last 5 winners have run on the Saturday previously. So she ticks that box, and she was impressive last week too at the track over 1,100 metres. So I've got her in for 2nd. For 3rd, number 4, Dubious. Another unbeaten runner. He's yet to go 1,200, so that's the little query, but he was wide and still pretty strong at Eagle Farm first up. And in for 4th, number 1, Unite and Conquer, the other unbeaten runner. 2 for 2, couldn't have done much more. Pretty impressive at Wyong, and also holds a win over Exhilarate. So usually try and find a bit of a roughie in this race, but not this year. 7-8-4-1, maybe best roughie 10, Champagne Boom. She might be better for the run at Wyong, the Sydney way round, and maybe she can improve at a bit of odds. But two-year-old race, Daniel, did you like anything in that race, or too tough?
Yeah, look, it is tough. Again, it'll be going wide the quaddies, so we'll have to be going skinny in races 6 and 9 to get any real value. But look, I like Movie Roll, the 14. Get to ask me for a tip. Look, it just, the first up, the debut run at Flemington down the straight, had excuses there, and then went to Randwick, obviously the same way going as the Magic Millions race. And look, it won quite well, didn't it, at Randwick there. Beat home Hightail in that race. Hightail then came and bolted in next start. That was last Saturday at the Kensington track. Look, I think it's big odds, about $14, $15 when I last saw Movie Roll. So I think I'll be going that on a small each way basis. And I'll be hoping Rome gets a run, Joel, the 19. I know you're quite keen on this horse as a
horse. Yeah, I was with him first up and he just couldn't quite run down Sun City, but it was a decent return. Yeah, I wouldn't be suggesting, yeah, I'd certainly be including him if he was able to sneak a run.
It's probably unlikely at this stage, third emergency. But yeah, look, tough race again. Those are just two at a bit of value. I think you could probably throw a couple of dollars each way at, but yeah, tough race and we'll be going wide again.
Well, there's plenty of upside about Movie Roll. Blinkers went on at Randwick and that really just turned her around, and she was impressive. As you said, she's got the breeding too. She's well bred, I think, half to a Group 1 winner, Irish Lights, I think. And yeah, J-Mac, so he could be in for a massive day. Race 9 is the Magic Millions Cup to finish the program. And I've gone with number 5, Sambro. Consistent, he's no star. He's only won 3 from 20. But he was good in the Villiers off a 7-week break. Had his chance there, but may have bumped into a real good one in Sky Boy. Michael Walker won the Queensland Guineas on him, so he knows the horse. Gone with him to beat number 2, R. Beatsum, who was runner-up, I think, in this race last year and has been well prepped for this with a couple of trials. He's a class performer. Three Snippets Land. Talk of horses that perform on this race day, he does, and he's, I think this will be his fifth run on Magic Millions Day, and he's been competitive on most occasions, and he's in form again this year, so he's got to be included. And 13 Bell Sonic, classy Victorian, who will be hitting the line strongly. My best is Skate to Paris, race 3, number 12. My value bet is in the big one, Tsar's Son, race 8, number 7. I think you can back him each way at around $7. In the Magic Millions 2-year-old classic. That is Gold Coast, done and dusted. Plenty of other racing, though, around the States to keep us interested. Flemington on Saturday, and there is a black type race, so we'll take you through that before we mention our best and value for the card. Race 8 is the Chester Manifold Stakes, and I ended up going for Kabiza Devaka, who's never really been one of mine, but he's a talented performer. He is probably well placed at this level. Barrier 1, going to get a good run. He's trialled okay. He goes well at 1400. But you'd probably want to see a betting push just to see how he, you know, perhaps how the stable think he's going first up. I thought this was a tricky race, Daniel. What did you like in the Chester Manifold?
I've actually come up with my best of the card in this, Joel, and that's down the bottom, the 12 Manalo Blahnik from the Tony Noonan yard. First two runs have been very encouraging for me. Like the first start at Pakenham over an unsuitable distance with a big weight too. Very good from well back there. And then stepped into Caulfield last start in a listed race. The Christmas Stakes there. Native Soldier was the only horse that beat him home. Native Soldier was obviously going to be a good chance in the three-year-old race before injury derailed those plans. So look, this race is a little tougher, but I think up to the 1400 metres, he's certainly in... He started a preparation as good as he has any other prep before. I think, you know, from the wide draw, probably be going back anyway, and he'll be running on Manalo Blahnik. So I think at 450, 460 is a pretty good price, and happy to make him my best of the day at Flemington.
All right. Well, just checking my four numbers for that race, I went 4, 5, 13, and 9. My best for Flemington was Otorto, race 4, number 2. I thought he ran really well first up down the straight. Poised to Strike was pretty dominant in the end. It sort of came clear and looked to have a fair bit under the bonnet too, but I thought Otorto was very good. We saw him get to 1400 in his first campaign and run second behind Crockett. He looks to have certainly made the next step this time in. Damien Oliver, barrier 2, ticks a few boxes. My value is race 2. I was with JJ Dar last start and she was a bit unlucky. Just fear that she may be overplayed in the market this time. She's a chance for sure, and I've got her in for second. I thought Bold Ariel opened up good odds. This might be the opportunity to finally get a decent divvy about her. I've always liked her. Backed her on debut in the Gimcrack Stakes as a two-year-old when she was with Gay Waterhouse, and she just had no luck at all. They tried her in really good company. She finished second to some really smart horses, chased Pure Relation and a couple of other real jet fillies. And then she's come south to the Mar Eustace yard. She's been her own worst enemy. She's missed the kick on occasion. She started favourite all five starts this prep. Just the two wins, but three unplaced runs and a couple of those where she's just blown the start and sort of really hasn't had any chance. Loved her turn of foot at Echuca. I know it was only benchmark 58, but it was against some proven older horses and she put a gap on them. I think she comes to town at the right time. And even if she's a little bit slow away, I think down the straight's not going to be a hassle. She, you know, twice at Mooney Valley where she missed the start, it was game over. But I think she'll still be able to figure in the finish, even if she's a touch slow at Flemington on Saturday. So she's my value at around $8. I think she's a good play each way. Hopefully the eight runners hold up in race two. Your best, Daniel, you mentioned was Manalo Blahnik. What about a value or a roughie?
Yeah, against you somewhat here. Against your best anyway. I'm in race 4, number 10, Happily to Be, from the Danny O'Brien yard. Is really quite airborne at the moment. Look, stepped up the 1400 metres, led all the way there. Did it pretty easy, really. Won by about a length and a half on the line. And I think the runner-up in that race, Tab Some Fun, will be quite hard to beat at Cranbourne tomorrow night. So I mean, the form stacks up there. After the Lockie King claim, she only has to carry 51.5. So we'll settle forward again, you would think. And, you know, with the 51.5, and she might just take some running down here, Joel. I think at $21, a terrific each-way price. And, yeah, happy to make her my value of the card at Flemington.
All right, excellent. I believe she's your roughie too on Page Two, which obviously Googers was your...
Two in a row would be lovely,
wouldn't
it?
Last week, two in a row at those odds would be fantastic. Almost unheard of in these offices. Randwick on Saturday. No black type racing for the Sydney card, but big fields. We raced on the Kenzo track last week, but a couple of big-sized fields. In particular, the distance races, 2400, race six has really held up.
Quite rare for Sydney, isn't it?
Yeah, especially with staying race. Yeah, usually light on numbers, but I guess the benchmark 78 level does entice a bigger field. Those sort of class of horse, there's more of them around, I guess. Whereas the open handicap tends to come up small in that distance range. I've made my best in that race, and I'm really... Not that I'm having second thoughts or doubts, but I couldn't get overly keen on the meeting, to be honest. I mean, there's a few I like, but just couldn't sort of absolutely pinpoint a best bet. I've gone for Drockard, or Drockage, I think it's pronounced Drockage, race six, number four from the Godolphin team. He's been battling to win a race in Australia, but he's shown glimpses of talent. He sort of mixed his distances a little bit. I think the mile distance just been a bit too sharp for him. He went to 1800 last start. It was a modest temper. I know the winner came from the back, but he's not a bad horse, live and free, and he'll be hard to beat in the last. I thought Drockage stayed on pretty well, got tightened a little bit late. He was only beaten two lengths. And just note, going back through his international form before he came out here, he had one go at 2400. It was during the Royal Ascot Carnival in a pretty good race. And he ran fourth, beat home Caulfield Cup place getter Holmesman in that race. So there's a bit of class about him. I'm just hoping up in distance he can show it. It's probably his last chance for me. Not that I haven't been tipping him all the time, but I've sort of been including him in my numbers and watching him, waiting him. I'm going to step in on Saturday and hopefully he can do it justice. So he's my best, a Drockage, race six, number four. My value is Strome, race four, number five. I've been following this mare. I reckon she's just about ready. She was due to run last week on her home track. Of course, that got moved from Warwick Farm to the Kenzo, so they've waited a week to go to Randwick. She's up 100 metres, which will suit. She tried making her run along the inside at Warwick Farm last start. That wasn't the go. Thought her first two runs were really encouraging. She'd be just about close to her peak, and at good odds, I reckon Strome each way. And a couple of others on the card. I thought Biodynamic had come up over the odds, race two, number eight. I've made him my roughie for the weekend. I thought Lizdoon Varna could be a sharp improver in race three. And after all that, if the track gets drier, race seven, number seven, probably doesn't want it to hover around that soft seven marker, but if it's drying up, that'll suit him. Robert Thompson to town. Doesn't usually venture to town for nothing. Randwick, what was your best and value, Daniel?
Yeah, sort of have to agree with you. I wasn't kind of, you could get terribly too enthusiastic about. Look, I've made my best Perrette in race seven, resuming for the Chris Waller yard. So he was a bit of a star of the winter in Sydney last preparation, winning three on the trot, all at, you know, pretty short odds, as well backed and most of those. First up here on the weekend, look, the trial was wasn't anything special. Sort of missed the start there and just went along at a pretty leisurely tempo. I didn't try to make any ground or do too much work there. First up record's good though. Has won once and placed on another occasion from three starts, and did obviously contest some pretty good races towards the end of that preparation. Bled in the Epsom, finished well back there, so forgiving that. And in the Group 3 start at Randwick earlier, over 1400, just didn't really get all that much luck when he needed to. I'm not saying he would have won the race there, but I thought he probably should have finished a lot closer. Look, he's definitely a very classy gelding, and I think if he can show his best first up, he'll be quite hard to beat. And he has won on a soft track, so if his track does stay in that soft range, there's no doubting he'll be able to handle it. In terms of value, well, I'm with you with Strome. Last start run was quite good on the inside there. It wasn't the place to be. It has worked well in track work during the week, and look, back onto a... we'll see if it gets to a good track. Probably prefers a good track, does Strome. With claims through with Brock Ryan, 55 kilos. I think in that field, it's not overly strong. Filly's mare, 78. So quite happy to go Strome each way. $14 when I last saw. So yeah, that's my value for Randwick.
All right, over to Gawler on Saturday. Small fields early in the day, but the quaddy legs have got a bit of meat to them. What have you come up with there?
Yeah, the best at Gawler, I think probably my best bet all day, actually, Joel. Quite keen on the Hayes Dabernig runner, Empire Legend, in race six, number seven. Corey Parrish takes a ride. $6.50 at the moment. It's a very good price. first run in South Australia. It started at Cranbourne last start. Was short odds there. And look, Harris Tavistock, they're dead heater with Harris Tavistock in the race. I don't think Harris Tavistock is too bad of a horse. I think it'd be probably, you know, a similar price in this field. Just looking at the rivals Empire Legend has to take on. String Theory won at big odds last start on debut for Jamie Carr and Tony McAvoy. Started at $19 there. Look, I know this might be a silly thing to have, but I just don't like backing horses who've won at a big price start prior.
Yeah, well, you'd think if they were real sort of good horses, they would start a lot shorter.
That's it. I don't know what it is. It's probably silly. I haven't got any statistics about it, how it works, and what the goal with it is. But look, it's something I don't like doing, backing horses who've won at a big price start prior. Back to Empire Legend, Chase Time Catching Beams. Catching Beams got out to about a 10-length lead in that Mornington Maiden. And look, had the race won 400-500 metres out, but really loved the way Knuckle Down chased home Catching Beams. That horse, of course, then going to win well at Moonee Valley at her next start. So look, at 650 in a, you know, in a field that doesn't really have much depth to it, I'm happy to go with Empire Legend at the price. The value, Joel, comes up in the last. Hopefully can repeat last week, getting the value in the last. But I'm going with Dexter U Devil, who's a relatively recent addition to the Shane Cale stable at Morpheville. He used to start his career out at Port Lincoln. Look, first run for a couple of months, last start, wasn't too bad over this track and trip. And I think he does have some talent about him. And look, I think at the $31 mark, I think he's definitely worth throwing a couple each way on. On a day at Gawler, there wasn't much value to be found. I was quite happy to go with Dexter U Devil in the last, which is race 8, number 7.
All right. Racing in the West on Saturday goes to Pinjarra. Gives Ascot a bit of a let up after last week's Perth Cup meeting. Scott McDonnell has done the form for WA this week for Best Bets and also in the Winning Post. BJ Ryan having a week off. Scott's Best Bet is Market Ruler. Race 4, number 2, has won 3 on the trot. He thinks it'll just make it 4 on the trot. I assume would be a pretty warm favourite, but looks a banker for your multiples. Race 4, number 2. One at maybe a bit better value. His value bet, race 5, number 14, Precious Liberty. Really good run first up. Should have gone close to winning. Willie Pike takes over. That probably negates a bit of the value, but second up from a spell should go close. Race 5, number 14. Racing across the Tasman on Saturday is at Trentham and Coomara down in the south. Trentham has a Group 1, the Levin Classic for 3-year-olds. So I've gone with number 1, Madison County. He's already a Group 1 winner. He won the Guineas down at Riccarton, and he is a talent. He should be hard to beat. From 3, Hypnos, 7, Lincoln Falls, and 5, Crown Prosecutor. My best is Light My Cigar, race 3, number 6. My value is the intriguingly named When Harry Met Saddle, race 9, number 9, last start winner, and shows a bit of promise. Kumara, my best is Exemplar, race 5, number 8, and my value is Keyboard Warrior. And there are a few of them out there. Race 3, number 6. He's had 2 runs back from a spell, might be ready to improve at decent odds. Well, that just about takes us out for another massive weekend of racing. Don't forget to get out, pick up your Winning Post, all the form, Friday through till Monday, and all your regular reading and features. Daniel, Ruffy of the day, assume you're going to stick with Happily to Be.
Yes,
yeah, that'll be your Ruffy. And a $20 bet we need, not a Ruffy. I think I got my wires crossed there, but we usually do a $20 bet on this podcast, not a Ruffy. You're free to back your Ruffy if you like, as you did last week. A win at 30-1, punters laughing.
Well, good accidental segue, because I will be putting 5 of that 20 on Happily to Be at the $19 mark, as it was when I last checked for going to wear, Joel. So $5 at 19, Happily to Be, race 4, number 10, Flemington. We're going to put $10 on my best bet all day, which comes up in Gawler, a twilight meeting there. Race 6, number 7, Empire Legend, $6.50, terrific price. So $10 that way. And the last 5, we'll try and something quite bold here. $5 on a 3-leg multi, my best bets from the other tracks of the day. So $5 on a multi with Manalo Blahnik, race 8, number 12 at Flemington at $4.20, with Perrette, Race 7, number 3, that's 460, and Manicure, the Gold Coast. Race 6, number 5, 280. So 5 on that, and they all win. Be $270 before deductions.
Well, you've definitely got your back up. Confidence is sky high now. We're going 3-leg multis.
But $5.
No, exactly. And you can afford to do it. You're playing with theirs, certainly from last week. So why not? My $20 bet, I'm trying to think. I think I failed last week. So I'm going to keep it simple and, well, possibly a week too late. But let's go Skate to Paris. Race 3, number 12. I think she won. Like a mare that could do it again on a quick backup. She was wide and she was strong. Yeah, it's a bit tougher, but she's been competitive at this sort of level. Just has had a bit of trouble winning, but I think that would have done her the world of good last week, so we'll make her the best. Race 3, number 12. 20 a win, no messing about, and that'll get you a good bank for the rest of the day. All the best, listeners. Hopefully you can find a bit of value. Plenty of winners out there, and we will be back next week on the Preview Podcast.